good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikin, and I'm one of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm. And normally, I'm here with Jay Marie Schaefer or Phil Vacchi or Kim Hance. And as always, with John Gabriel.
Yeah, we have a crowd in here today.
But we don't have any of those other Herzog people. Uh-huh. I'm really pleased to say we have two wonderful individuals from LifePath, and we're going to talk with them in just a second. It is a technically a call-in show, guys.
Right.
Not that I've gotten a call in the last year and a half or so,
I don't know.
John. But you can reach us at 518-476-5900. Happy to answer any of your estate planning or elder law questions. If you ever want to meet us in one of our four offices in Albany, Saratoga Springs, up in Queensbury, down in Kingston, you could reach us in the office at 518-465-7581. Well, guys, how's it going?
Good morning.
Great.
How are you?
Thanks for having
Great.
Us.
So we have Maria and we have Gary from LifePath.
Okay.
And we're connected, you know, you guys, because Phil... The Phil Vacchio happens to be a board member for LifePath. And, you know, you guys have a lot of events. We're in the same space. We kind of swim in the same pool, if you know what I'm saying. And it made all the sense in the world to have you guys come on to tell everyone out there about your organization and events you have coming up. So
That's
welcome.
Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing us to come in today and to talk about our services and programs.
Yeah.
Well, so let's get right into what the heck is LifePath?
So LifePath essentially is support services for older adults in Albany County and in some essence to the greater capital region. We provide Meals on Wheels in Albany County. We do social adult day programming. And we have 10 congregate meal sites throughout the Albany County area, all the way from Cohoes out to Westerlo and Bern and everywhere in between. So really we try to fill in the gaps for older adults where they may have some deficiencies and make sure that they have the supports they need to be successful in life.
So we're going to repeat this a couple times, just so everyone out there can. So if you are in need of some of those services out there, guys, you can go to lifepathny.org. And the phone number, 518-465-3322, is that right?
Yes, that is the best way to contact us.
And when you're talking about some of these services, how do people qualify for this? Does everyone qualify for this?
So everybody qualifies in their own way, if you will. Traditionally, an older adult is considered age 60 and older. And as Gary mentioned, many of our programs are funded by Albany County Department for Aging, which moves up the chain to the New York State Department for Aging. And then, of course, the Association for Community Living, which is on the federal level. So it's kind of the way that the funding trickles down. Certainly, we always welcome people that are able to pay on their own for our programs. And with that being said, there are no restrictions. And then we also have a number of grants and opportunities for other funding to assist those that may fall between the gaps of not being qualifying for county programs and maybe not be able to pay on their own.
You know, I did my due diligence on your website, and I saw that, you know, in addition to, you know, community meals and the Meals on Wheels, a lot of social programs out there, educational programs. And that's where, you know, my brain immediately goes, because for some people, getting older is a very lonely experience, you know, and we always are talking on the radio and in consults about home care and how important it is to try to, as people age, to age on their terms, to quote unquote age in place and so on. Can you get into some of these social programs and how important that is for the seniors?
Yeah, absolutely. With our social programs, the idea is giving them the information and the guidance to help make proper decisions and helping them to be successful as they age gracefully. We often find that there's a lot of areas where older adults are not versed or they don't have enough information to make sound decisions. It could be with regards to technology. One of the big things we see is scams affecting older adults. Oh, so yeah. we do a lot of programming about, you know, how to avoid those scams, what to look for, But it could also be working with organizations such as, you know, Cornell Cooperative Extension, who comes in and does cooking demos and helps people, you know, learn how to make healthy food choices, you know, and making good decisions when it comes to what they put in their body. So, you know, the programming can be arts and crafts. It can be, you know, live music. We have music groups that come in. So there's a lot of different variety of programming that we offer that helps make our older adults more well-rounded and gives them the support that they need to, you know, live their best lives.
And it seems like you guys, obviously, like, you know, Meals on Wheels, something like that is pretty self-explanatory, where you're, you know, you're going out to the community, right, delivering all that important nutrition. For some of those social programs, the educational programs, where do people actually go to take part in that?
Sure. We have 10 sites throughout Albany County. The Coho Senior Center, the Watervliet Senior Center, Westview Homes Apartments are the three main sites where we do a significant amount of programming. We have program managers at each of those sites. And then we have, as Gary mentioned, we do have 10 congregate meal sites, in, including those three that I just mentioned, across the county, where we often provide a meal and then provide some type of educational social activity thereafter. So many of the folks that we serve, we are their family.
Yeah.
They, the folks in the community are the family, in the LifePath community are their family. They go home to themselves every day. They don't necessarily have people checking in on them.
Yeah.
So these are opportunities for us to give them the opportunity to flourish and to make new friends and to have somebody that can be there for them. And check in and just make that phone call to see how they're doing each day.
It's so valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, it every now and then we have clients that come in and it's clear they need a trust, or it's clear they need home care, or it's clear this, it's clear that. And what's not clear is who's going to serve as their power of attorney, or who's going to be their executor, or who's going to be their trustee, who's going to be the liaison between the caregiving and all that and the individual at home. Who's going to make sure that the fridge is stocked and all those things. And like I said earlier, it could be a very lonely time for people. And to have you guys out there is pretty remarkable. How'd you guys get into this? I want to hear the whole, I want the whole origin story, the whole thing.
You know, as we talked about a little bit earlier, I've worked with older adults all my life. I've been a skilled nursing home administrator and assisted living executive director. Work-life balance has my kids got older, 9 and 7 now, and in everything and anything that they can, you know, get involved in. It just came time where I had to find a little bit of balance. Not that we don't work any less here than maybe we do in skilled nursing or assisted living, but I don't get as many calls at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, the emergency calls.
Yeah, I don't get the emergency calls at 2 in the morning and have to rush in. But I really think that LifePath spoke, you know, the mission of LifePath to support older adults was in line with what I've done pretty much all my career. So it really felt right. We have a fantastic team. We have about 32 full-time employees. You would think sometimes we get closer to 60 or 70 with what we can accomplish with 32, but everybody is at this organization for the right reasons. And that's, you know, to give supportive services to older adults. So, yeah, that's how I found my calling at LifePath. So,
Maria, I feel like probably a little bit of the same.
Yes, absolutely. My story is very similar to Gary's. I grew up, most of my younger adult life was in the hotel industry, 24/7.
Service 24/7.
Service 24/7. It was not unusual to have what we referred to as manager on duty weekends, where you had to spend the weekend in the hotel, check in on Friday, check out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And when my daughter was old enough to talk and make requests and demands, it was, "Mom, when are you coming home to put me to bed? When are you coming home for dinner the next time?" So your life changes a lot, and work-life balance was huge.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that as we're sitting here on a Saturday morning and we're juggling football games and softball and so forth.
We never said we perfected it. We just said we're trying.
But this is a great opportunity. And LifePath gave me the option to still use my food service background with all of the congregate meals and the event planning to kind of bring my passions together and then ultimately help people on the other end.
Everything happens for a reason. That's wonderful. You're also here this particular weekend because you have some stuff coming up. So what's going on?
We do. So one of our major fundraisers for LifePath is an event called the Capital Region Senior Expo. And we are in our 34th year of running this event. We have about 55 vendors that will all come together in Aging Services to Crossgates Mall on Friday, next Friday, October 17th. It's going to run from 8:30 to 1:30. It is free to all that would like to come and join the vendors to learn about what their programs are and how they can help the older adults and caregivers and even aging service professionals. We have a lot of people that come through to just learn about the connections that can be made within the Capital Region and what types of programs. So we have CDPHP and the Eddy Senior Care with St. Peter's MVP. Price Chopper will be doing flu shots and COVID shots. Albany Guardian Society will be talking about with some of their different opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So the usual suspects.
Yeah, the usual suspects. Yeah. Plus some. We have a lot of new people this year as well. We have Boston Scientific will be coming, and they are doing some work on prostate, a device that can be inserted, I guess, that after somebody has prostate cancer can help them to regain their life back a little bit. And we've got an organization that has created adaptive clothing. So instead of having to wear a belt around their waist, their jacket will now be that so that a caregiver can help pull somebody off of a couch or walk them around.
Replaces the gait belt almost. Yeah. Yep.
I was thinking I might use something like that, but that sounds like it's a different purpose.
Yeah.
And I think the great thing about this event is that it's not just for the older adults, it's for the caregivers as well. It's a great resource for caregivers who aren't sure where to turn for mom or dad or maybe a neighbor that needs that extra bit of support. So it really is an event for everyone. You know, the older adult can come in and find the information that they need, you know, whether they need to talk insurance, they need to talk about estate planning or stuff like that. But the caregiver can also come in and get a little bit of information to help make more informed decisions about what their loved one needs.
And it's not weather dependent. You're in the mall. You can do some other shopping if you need to. Again, it's the 17th, so Friday the 17th from 8:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. And if you're just driving around and listening, you're saying, who are these other voices? We have Gary and Maria from LifePath, and they've been kind enough to join us, and hopefully they'll stick around for the second half. I don't know if you guys...
Absolutely.
Sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about caregivers. I don't want to put a pin in that, and maybe we'll tackle that in the second half. We'll have a break in a minute or two. What other kinds of events do you guys do throughout the year?
Sure. So in the spring, we do an event called the Third Age Achievement Awards. That is a luncheon that we host where we honor individuals throughout the Capital Region who are still continuing to make a significant impact on the community in what we refer to as their third age. So your third age is traditionally 60 years and older. We are finding that more and more people are working well into their third age. but there are a number of people that we've honored in the past that are still working into their 80s. They might be doing, it might not be that they're working a full-time job, but they're volunteering. They are working on boards. They have board service and anything that they can do. So we honor those people for not slowing down. You know, the myth, we kind of dispel the myth that growing old means slowing down. These are individuals who growing old means only getting more busy, probably.
Absolutely.
It's a good idea.
I'll tell you a quick story. I had a client up in Saratoga, and I thought he had a typo on his client questionnaire because I was like, there is no way you're 85 years old. There's no chance. And I mean, he almost broke my hand, shaking my hand, the whole thing. Mm. And we started talking, and I was like, you know, what's the secret? He said, well, I never stop doing the things I like. Yeah. I still play pickup basketball at the Y.
Oh, wow.
I said, get out of here. It's like, yep, we have this league, and I keep playing and keep playing. And I was like, unbelievable, that's great. And he said, if I stop doing that, that's when I'm really going to start to get old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we end up, he proceeded with doing a trust. And I said, well, okay, so how's, you know, whatever, you know, November, whatever. And he said, oh, I can't. That's when, you know, my swimming starts. And that's when my other thing starts or whatever. So you're so right. Being that active is
the key, I think. Being active is the key.
Yeah.
In different ways to get active.
And speaking for me, because I'm getting up there.
You look great.
And if I, you know, everybody thinks I'm under 70. I'm not.
You're not under 70?
No.
Well, you look great, John.
Well, I wasn't looking for a compliment. But
we'll be right back with second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. And when I say we're back, I mean Maria and Gary from LifePath, as well as John Gabriel and myself, Dave Kabikin. Mm-hmm. And we've been, well, first of all, guys, if you want to call, you want to learn more about LifePath, first of all, you can call the radio station right now at 518-476-5900. You could also reach LifePath online at lifepathny.org. You can call them at 518-465-3322. And right before the break, you said a really key word, which was caregiver, and my everything percolated in my body. So what kind of things do you do for caregivers?
So we have a variety of programs. I think all of our services can assist caregivers in helping older adults. The first one that comes to mind is our Social Adult Day program, which is held. It's called Newgate Social Adult Day. And that's held over on the back half of our office at 28 Colvin Ave in Albany. And the Social Adult Day program is pretty much exactly what it says in the title. It is a program for older adults to come and get socialization. They can come anytime from 8:30 in the morning, and they stay there all day until about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We do a variety of programming, arts and crafts, music, games, you know, we play cornhole and ladder ball and everything in between. And then they also get two meals. So they get breakfast and lunch at those sites. So yeah, it really is. And, for the caregivers who are still working and don't want to leave mom and dad at home alone all day, this provides that support that they know that they're in a safe place where they are cared for and their needs are being met. And they're getting some activity and some input that helps them live a more well-rounded life.
I mean, they need the breaks. I've seen it in my own family. We see it with our clients all the time, and it becomes a challenge sometimes for Phil and Jim Marie and myself and Kim when we're talking to people. Yeah, I know you could handle it right now, but we also know that things are unfortunately going to likely only continue to be more difficult, get worse over time.
Yeah.
A couple hours a day is then half a day, a whole day, and you need to be able to go shopping. You need to be able to take a breath.
Yeah.
You find it
for the caregiver.
Yep.
Yes, and the burnout is a big deal, and we say to people all the time, the fact pattern changing moments, you know, mom falls, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the ramifications of that, we don't know if she's come back home. We hope she will, and we'll try to make that happen. God forbid a spouse, a caregiver, burns out, passes away. I've literally seen it in my own family. All of a sudden, things are turned on its head. So, you know, what we tell people all the time, whether it is something like LifePath, whether it is the community Medicaid program, there's help out there. And, you know, go out there and educate yourself on it and then take advantage of it. You know, pride is a weird word. I mean, mm-hmm. You want pride, but you don't want false pride sometimes. And on the caregiving side, it gets really, really difficult. So it's awesome to know that you guys provide those kinds of services. And you know, you mentioned the Meals on Wheels, so we don't have to worry about cooking necessarily and all that.
Yeah.
So we have, we've mentioned a few times today, but we've got three different levels of service that I always consider. We have the Meals on Wheels for that homebound older adult who is not able to prepare their own meals, who is not able to leave their home other than for doctor's appointments and very structured
and,
reasons.
And who should leave. Probably not be operating an oven, perhaps. In
that
some
is
cases.
Correct.
And
most likely, yeah.
Every
yeah.
year we save a life because somebody left their gas stove on. Every year something happens where our delivery drivers go to a home and find somebody perhaps on the ground.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily have loved ones. And although that's not necessarily on the caregiver side, because right. obviously the caregivers would be there to help. But that's our job. Our job is to do a soft well check while we're there. If we know that a recipient comes to the door every day dressed and ready to go and meets you on the front stoop, that's great.
Yeah.
The next day you go and visit and that person's in their pajamas still or maybe not answering the door. That's not a normal situation. So that's where we get involved in doing a more significant well check, whether it's calling an emergency contact or sometimes it's calling the police to actually do a welfare check. So that's for the homebound older adults. And that is an option where, again, somebody that lives in California and their loved one lives here, we've talked to people who say, oh, I just DoorDash every day. I DoorDash all my parents' meals. The amount, the food that you're delivering is just not the best.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The delivery driver, you don't know who that is.
Right.
By ordering meals through LifePath, you know that they are the healthy, well-balanced, nutritional meals with the similar driver coming every day.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a great opportunity for caregivers. And then, as Gary mentioned, the next step up being the social adult day programs, where it's a structured environment for those folks that are able to get out, but maybe not quite able to do things on their own. Within the program, we call it a person-centered program. Mm-hmm. They can choose. If they don't want to do the art project today, they can go into another room and play chess. They can go into another room and have quiet time, because sometimes that's just as important.
Are 45-year-old attorneys allowed to attend these things?
Absolutely.
Come on down. We'll give you a test. We'll give you a test right down there. You know,
I'll play chess and do puzzles and stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then for those folks that are able to get out and can be more independent, the senior centers and the community dining meals really work well for those individuals who can come and go on their own, can choose, make their own decisions, and choose what they want to do.
Yeah.
And if someone's interested in these kinds of services, or someone that's on the road right now happens to be, you know, the child of someone that might need these services, what would you suggest be an immediate next step for them if they
give
need
us
more
a call.
Information?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 518-465-3322. LifePathNY.org is our website, and you can find our contact information there. Call the show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call in and ask questions.
No one calls when I'm on. Everyone knows that.
You know, we're here to be a support. And if it's not a program that LifePath offers, we have made really strong relationships with lots of agencies. You know, we are obviously partners with Herzog. You know, we have made relationships with other agencies and organizations in the Capital District, and we could always point you in the right direction. You know, I tell my staff all the time, you know, no is not an answer. You know, we don't put up a roadblock for a family who's looking for answers, even if it's not a service or program that we offer. We're always going to try and make that warm handoff to get them to where they need to be, to give them, you know, the help and assistance that they need. You know, our Meals on Wheels, it's more than a meal, like Maria said. It's really anywhere from 5 to 14 meals a week that individual is getting. We could be giving them 2/3 of their dietary, you know, guidelines. And taking something off the plate of the caregiver that, you know, how am I going to feed mom? How am I going to feed dad? Especially if, like Maria said, we've got caregivers that live across the country and just aren't in the area to provide the services that they need. So they're calling us and they're putting their trust in LifePath to take care of mom and dad and get them the meals and put eyes on them. And if something's not right, to circle back to them and say, hey, you might want to get here and take a look, because something's just not looking good and you need to address it, you know?
You know, I think technology has changed the way caregiving could take place, because I know a lot of clients, they'll have, you know, some cameras set up in the house.
Sure.
They got eyes on mom.
Yep.
You know, obviously there's the life alerts of the world, but you're depending on the person who needs care to press that button. Having that other set of eyes every day, perhaps maybe a couple times a day coming through, seems, so huge. So, you know, our radio program, we go pretty far north, and then on Sundays they replay the show a little further south. So what is your footprint exactly? What's LifePath's footprint? If someone was interested in Meals on Wheels, what's the extent of where we're going?
So Meals on Wheels for us is an Albany County-based program. Okay. You do need to reside in Albany County to receive Meals on Wheels. And you can be funded for Meals on Wheels a number of ways. You can be funded through the county. The county, you know, we have a contract with them to provide Meals on Wheels. You may be funded through what we call an MLTC, which is a managed long-term care program. We have contracts or you know, agreements with several long-term care programs in the Capital District. And then the other one is we do have a private pay option. So if you live in Albany County and you would like to private pay the meals, that's certainly an option as well. And but the rest of our programs can go a little bit greater, have a little bit greater footprint. Our Social Adult Day program, you don't need to live in Albany County to attend the Social Adult Day program.
That's great.
You know, the congregate meals, you are supposed to be a resident of Albany County in order to qualify for those. So, yeah, so I would say largely Albany County, but we do have some programs and services that can go beyond the county lines. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And even the Meals on Wheels, we do trickle over the edge of each county, you know, where we sure. go into each county, and especially for private pay.
Right.
You know, obviously the county is our major funder for the different meals, so that would stay within. But if somebody has the means to private pay, you know, we can certainly
Absolutely.
Work with
we
that
can make it work.
And they should call regardless, because there's lots of resources out there and information and maybe other organizations in their neck of the woods, perhaps.
Absolutely. And that's, as Gary mentioned, we really work hard to be, we kind of added, when we changed our name from Senior Services of Albany to LifePath, we added the tagline of supportive services for older adults. We might not do it, but we can be that supportive line to call and say, you know what, you need to call XYZ organization. They can help you. And we often refer to it as navigating the maze. Aging services is so vast of needs.
Yeah.
And to know everything, not one organization or one person can do all of that. So we help individuals to navigate that maze.
That's incredible. Maria, Gary, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Big day on the 17th. We have a Friday 17th, 8:30 to 1:30. I am planning on attending. I don't know if I might skip the area that's right in front of the Lego store, because I'm pretty sure I'll have to buy lots of Legos for my kids.
So we moved.
We're in a different location this year.
Oh. So the show is going to be down on the entertainment area, is what I'm referring to it as. Outside of Apex Entertainment, 110 Grill, Maggie McFly's.
Oh, perfect.
It'll kind of be all into that area. So, although we do encourage you to go shop at the Lego store
I've given them plenty of business.
Crossgates Mall.
Thank you very much,
Crossgates
Maria.
Has been very good to us for a number of years, providing us with the space. And so please utilize those stores at the mall as well.
And again, thanks so much. I know you guys have a busy schedule. We're running off. We got football.
Yeah, football.
Baseball. You've got golf. We've got all the sports
covered. We don't
have
to talk about the golf. Have a great weekend out there, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.